Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, text number 21. Yastam viviktat charitairanuvartamanam natyadriyam parmabhagavata prasanga Sattvam dvijanupata punyaraja punita Srivatsa lakshmakimaga bhagabhajaman bhagabhaja bhaga bhagabhajanastvam Yastvam vivikta charitairanuvartamanam natyadriyat paramabhagavata prasanga Sattvam dijanupada punyaraja punita Srivatsa lakshmakimaga bhagabhajam nastvam Yastvam vivikta charitairanuvartamanam natyadriyat paramabhagavata prasanga Sattvam dijanupada punyaraja punita Srivatsa lakshmakimaga bhagavajamanastvam Yaha hu tam lakshmi vivikta completely pure charitaihi devotional services anuvartamanam serving na not Atyadriyat, attached, parama, the highest, bhagavata, devotees, prasangaha, attached, saha, the supreme lord, tvam, you, dvija, of the brahmanas, anupatha, Anupatha, on the path, Punya, sanctified, Rajaha, Rajaha, dust, Punitaha, purified, Srivatsa, of Srivatsa, Lakshma, the mark, Kim, what, Agaha, You obtained Bhaga, all opulences or all qualities. Bhajanaha, the reservoir. Tvam, you. Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, You are exceedingly attached to the activities of your pure devotees. Yet, you are never attached to the goddess of fortune who constantly engage in your transcendental loving service. How can you be purified, therefore, by the dust of path traversed by the brahmanas? And how can you be glorified or made fortunate by the marks of a Srivatsa on your chest. Purport. It is said in a Brahma Samhita that the Lord is always served by many hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune in His Vaikuntha planet. Yet, because of His attitude of renunciation of all opulences, He is not attached to any one of them. The Lord has 6 opulences. Unlimited wealth, unlimited fame, unlimited strength, unlimited beauty, unlimited knowledge and unlimited renunciation. All the demigods and other living entities worship Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, just to get her favor. Yet, the Lord is never attached to her. He can create an unlimited fortune. Lakshmi is sorry. He can create an unlimited number of such goddesses for his transcendental service. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is sometimes envious of the tulasi leaves which are placed at the lotus feet of the Lord, for they remain fixed there and do not move. Whereas Lakshmi, although stationed by the chest of the Lord, sometimes has to please other devotees who pray for her favor. Lakshmi ji sometimes has to go to satisfy her numerous devotees, but tulasi leaves never forsake their position, and the Lord therefore appreciates the service of the tulasi more than the service of Lakshmi. When the Lord says there, for that is, it is due to the causeless mercy of the Brahmanas that Lakshmi ji does not leave him. He can understand that Lakshmi ji is attracted by the opulence of the Lord, not by the Brahmana's benediction upon him. The Lord is not dependent on anyone's mercy for his opulence. He is always self-sufficient. The Lord's statement that his opulence is due to benediction of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas is the only to teach others that they should offer respect to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. Om Agyanati Virandhasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Bariyana Zayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminya Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yastam Vivikta Charitai Anupratanam Natya Driha Parama Bhagavato Prasangaha Sattvam Dvijanupatha Punya Rajap Punitaha Shri Vatsa Lakshmakim Aga Bhaga Bhaja Nastvam. O Lord, you are exceedingly attached to the activities of your pure devotees, yet you are never attached to the goddess of fortune who constantly engage in the transcendental living service. How can you be purified therefore? By the dust of the path traversed by the Brahmanas, and how can you be glorified or made fortunate by the marks of the Srivatsa on your chest? So again here, Chatush Kumaras, they are actually refuting the Lord's word, where Lord has glorified his own position as who is favored by the Brahmanas, who is adored by the opulences of Mother Lakshmi. Can you imagine how these things are happening?
Well, anything can happen to the Lord.
Sorry?
Whatever the Lord wishes.
Anything can happen in Lord's.
Whatever He wants.
As for His will and wish. Because He is in control. But still, it's His humility that He says that I'm adored by the dust of Brahmana's feet. And just He never utters that, but He shows through His own example. When Sudama Vipra, His own friend, came to visit Him at Dwarika, at first look, if anybody can look at Him, they will think that He is a pauper, homeless, does not have anything to eat, does not have anything to spare. And how this person can be the friend of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead? And not only that, when Lord heard that Sudama Vipra has came on the gate of His palace, He just got up from His throne and He ran towards the door to have a glance of His friend. And when He went there, He saw that His friend is not there. Without shoes in His feet, He started running around the lens to see where is He. And as soon as He saw Sudama, both were grown up that time because they seen each other in childhood. But still He made it out. This is my friend Sudama. And He called out, "Oh, Sudama." And Sudama heard that. He turned around and He saw the most beautiful and merciful form of the Lord. And Lord came and embraced Him. And Sudama was feeling so awkward because He was full of sweat and dirt because He was walking and coming. So He was exerted a lot. Such a beautiful personality, who is like a Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shogam. That beautiful person is coming and already has come and embraced Him, hugged Him. You can just imagine, a person who is like a homeless, dirty, smelling, and the most beautiful personality in the universe comes and embraces Him. What must be the feelings or expression that Sudama must have that time? And then Sudama was reluctant to go along with Him, and he was feeling ashamed to call himself as a friend of their Lordship by seeing the Lord's opulences. Because any poorest fellow in Dwarka was looking such an opulent person, and here is the Lord of all the Aishwaryas, Bhagavan, who possesses all the Aishwaryas, all the opulences of this world. And Prabhupada says, unlimitedly. There is no limit for His opulences. And such a person took that Brahmana to his palace. And he was so happy. Generally, anyone of this, I have seen even some spiritual leaders also, they feel ashamed to be with their own poor devotees. Whenever they come, they always wanted to be the taken care by the well-to-do families, and they inquire about them. They would like to spend time with them. Forget about the material personalities who are always behind the money and everything. But I have seen some personalities, they are always be with who has money. And here you see the personality. The Lord of the universe. And He is desperate to introduce his friend to his wife. And who are his wives? They are the goddesses of fortune. By their favor, people can become multi-billionaire in this world. And he is so much into introduce his own friend who was literally a beggar on the street. And he wants to introduce him to his wives. Generally, it never happens if you have some friend. Even sometimes if you have your own son who is not literate or is uneducated, you try to avoid him in social gatherings. You want to keep him away from yourself because you don't want to show your connection with him. It happens. Huh? Most of the time it happens. I have seen. Or you have maybe one brother who is really poor and socially he is not known to anyone. You never wanted to show your identity with him. You wanted to always keep it disclosed. But here the Lord, who is the Lord of the universe, and he is not feeling any shame to introduce such a poor person as his own friend. And his renunciation is unlimited also. Because he does not have that false ego of possessing anything. Then he brought him inside. Made him sat on his own throne. And he himself asked his wife, none other than goddess of fortune, Shrimati Rukmini Devi, to get a golden pot and golden kalasha filled with the water to wash his lotus feet. And he himself, with his soft like a lotus hands, gently he washed his feet. As soon as he touched the feet of Sudama Vipra, Sudama felt totally surcharged. Whatever pain he had for days together, he was walking. It's almost 18 days. It took him for start from the Porbandar to Dwarka. Almost 18 days, 18 or 40 days, something. And Lord took care of his feet. Not only that, then he took that water, sprinkled on his own head, and he sprinkled that same water on the heads of goddess of fortune. And there he showed that how much love that he has for brahmanas, especially those brahmanas who are his ananya bhakta. And that's why in the purport Prabhupada says that just to teach others that the brahmanas should offer a respect, offer a respect to the brahmanas and vaishnavas of the devotees of the Lord. So Lord showed by his own example. Sometimes people think that why, like in Mahabharata, there is one story when Sambha is the son of Jambavati or Satyabhama? Satyabhama. So when Satyabhama wanted to have a son, so she nagged their lordship that I would like to have a son. And she said, she asked Lord, you go to Himalayas and pray to Lord Shiva. And Lord agreed for that. He went and he performed austerities to get Sambha as a son. So few people, they think that, oh, see, Lord Shiva is so great. Even Krishna went to him and prayed, performed austerities to get Sambha as a son. But here, Lord wants to give prominence to his own devotees. Because he knows that his devotees, they know that whatever opulences that Lord has to possess them, he need not be depend upon anyone in this material world. Are just by his excelling creates the universes. Why there is a need for him to go to Himalaya and perform austerities and get a Samba as a son? Is there any necessity? No, in Mahabharata. It's not in Bhagavata, in Mahabharata it is said. So it is surprising. Then, as explained here, Bhaga Bhajantas Tvam. Bhaga means all opulences or good qualities. And Lord, you are a Bhajantam, you are the reservoir of that. Then where is the question that Lord is saying here that I get all my opulences because of the mercy of Brahmanas? And then Chatush Kumaras, just to clarify what Lord meant, that he wanted to say like this, that he needs the favor of Brahmanas. Just to establish an example. Because as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yad yad acharati shreshthas tatta deve itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. The common people in the world, they follow the example set by the leaders. And the topmost leader, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Lord himself. So he is showing by his own example that how one should respect Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, who are the devotees of the Lord. And that's why he himself shows. Especially in the Lord's pastime, when he comes to this material world, Jivera Karane Loilo Loinu Avatar, Leela Koilo Suvistar. For the sake of a conditioned living entities, to get them out of this material world, he performs Leela Koilo Suvistar. He performs the pastime very elaborately so that each and everyone can get benefited and everyone can understand. When he came as Lord Ramachandra, he showed that how one should respect elders, how one should respect the people who are high in social relationship, how one should be getting attached to the association of a Brahmanas, especially being a Grahastha. When Lord Ramachandra was living in Panchavati, and what was the other place? Chitrakut. Both places, he showed by his own example that how Grahastha should spend his day. Lakshmanji used to make all arrangements for taking bath and everything. He used to arrange for the breakfast. Mother Sita used to make arrangement for the puja paraphernalia. And Lord used to finish his prata, puja, everything accordingly. Then they used to have a breakfast. And after that, Lord used to sit with all the great rishis who were around there. And he used to hear from them about shrutis, smritis. He used to discuss with them. And he showed that how the householders, they should use their time. Because this human life is not just only meant to fill the belly. Because Lord has taken care of that thing. It's not that someone is favoring and someone is getting something to eat. It's not happens. It's Lord's favor. Because even medically proved, that before you take birth in this material world, 7th or 8th month, the mother who is going to deliver a baby, she gets milk in her breast. So Lord has made your arrangement before you come out and open your mouth for hunger. So He has made an arrangement to quench that or to satisfy that hunger. So same way, it's not that someone is giving, that's why someone is maintaining his family or his livelihood. It's Lord who arranges for everything. And still that same Lord is gets satisfied when that same things what He has given to us, if they are offered Him back with the gratitude. And He says that I get sold out for such a devotees. Can you imagine? For such a small thing, He says, I have got sold out for this devotees. And when He really takes control of some devotee's life, then neither your horoscope works, neither the supremacy of other people works on you. Because you are Krishna Grasita Graha, as like a Prahlad Maharaj. Nothing material, nothing phenomenal can change anything in your life. That's only the Lord. And such a devotees are so dear to their Lordship that He says that to do few things or to maintain my opulences, I need to have a favor of such a devotees. So this is what the Lord's greatest opulence, that is renunciation. He is renouncing His own position as the Supreme. Because whenever you try to become a Lord, it is always very painful. People foolishly think that if I become a leader or I'll become a this or that, I can control people, I can get done things as I want. It never happens. Otherwise, you become a puppet of some other people's hand. Few people who like to pump your ego, they come and murmur something in your ear and you get carried away by them. And you do few things which are totally contradictory to your own original character. You may be a good person, but if you have bad advisors, you ruin your life. So becoming a leader is not that easy. But here you can see the Lord Himself has shown how leader should be. Leader should be ready to give up whatever he has at any moment. He should not be attached to that. And here Lord shows by His example. He puts down His own ego aside and goes at the gate to stop the consequences between the two devotees. That shows His love for His devotees. That shows His commitment to His relationship with His own devotees. And Prabhupada says here that when the Lord says that it is due to the causeless mercy of the Brahmana that Lakshmi does not leave him, we can understand that Lakshmi ji is attracted by the opulence of the Lord, not by the Brahmana's benediction upon him. Thousands of Lakshmis, they are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord in the Vaikuntha planet. It's not that Lord is adored by that Srivatsa mark on his chest, but Mother Lakshmi gets adored when she gets in touch with the Lord. And Prabhupada says here, even Mother Lakshmi is envious of Tulasi Devi. Why is it so? Because whenever you take darshan of their Lordship, which is the first thing that you can see? You look at the Lord's lotus feet, which Lord says are adored by the tulasi leaves. He thinks that his lotus feet are adored by tulasi leaves. But Mother Tulasi always thinks that her life is successful because she is always at the lotus feet of the Lord. And Mother Lakshmi gets envious of that because sometimes she has to quit her job or interrupt her service to answer the prayers and austerities offered by her devotees. So she has to go away. But Tulasi Maharani, she never goes away from the Lord's lotus feet. So that's the position of the Lord. And that's why Lord says that sometimes it's not that Brahma or Shivaji or even Mother Lakshmi is dear to the Lord. But he says, my devotees are more dear to me. Na virinchi Shiva Lakshmi. Virinchi means Brahma. He says, it's my devotee who has dedicated everything for my pleasure. They are so dear to me. And because of that affection, Lord says that, it's because of you, bhaktas, I have become a Bhagavan. My real opulence is my devotees. And devotees, what they consider? Ashlishava padaratam pinashtuma madarshanam marmahtam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatulam pato mat prananatastu sayevana paraha. My Lord, whether you embrace me or kick me or trample me, but you are the only master of mine. You are the only one whom I surrender. Such a devotee is so dear to the Lord. Lord says, I am sold out to them. Can you imagine? He says, I am enslaved by my devotees. And he shows by his own example. There are so many, numerous stories are there. How Lord, he came and served his devotee as a personal servant. He took care of their daily needs, becoming their menial servant. See, that's the glory of the Lord. And this whole discussion between Lord and Chatushkumaras, it shows the intensity of Lord's affection, love, affinity for his own devotee. From here further, we can see that how this whole stories of Srimad Bhagavatam are developing. In the beginning itself, Lord has given this wonderful story of deliverance of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, how they got conceived, how they got cursed, and how they got delivered. In series of these things, he is establishing the social rules, the principle that by following which can one make progress in spiritual life. The most important principle is respecting Vaishnavas. The first and foremost teachings that we can get it from Srimad Bhagavatam is how one should respect the Vaishnavas. Because if you want to get this Vedic knowledge that comes by the favor of devotees or just not by studying the books, you may study, you may gather information, but that may not transform your life. How the life gets transformed? By the mercy of Vaishnavas. So, this is what testimony for us, that how many years we have spent in devotional life and what are the changes that has came in our life. That will show us what we have done, how much we have become purified, or how much we are blessed by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Generally, I have seen most of the people. What they try to do, they try to read so many books to gather knowledge. Oh, I wanted to be a scholar. So they read this, they read that, so many things, so that they can quote profusely from different scriptures and show their scholarship. But spiritual knowledge never, that's not the way of gathering the spiritual knowledge or imbibing the spiritual knowledge. Because the spiritual knowledge is always enlightened in your heart by the mercy of Lord, which you get through His devotees. What we sing in the morning? Every day we sing that in front of Prabhupada. Not the whole thing, that particular thing which is related with this subject matter. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. That transcendental knowledge gets revealed in your heart. So what is the process of that? Accepting a spiritual master, the authority who has followed the previous authority, who is in disciplic succession. So the spiritual realization and spiritual knowledge is depend on the mercy of Lord and His pure devotees. Hare Krishna. So anything that need to be elaborate or any comment or... It looks like a golden hair on the chest of the Lord. That's what explained
silver
in the scripture.
Huh? White, silver hair.
Gold.
Silver hair.
It's a golden hair. It's on the left side of the Lord's chest. It is
right
there.
Side is Bhrigu's pink, left side is Srivatsa.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
In real, Lakshmi's power and how she got all the this opulence to distribute, how she got all this thing. This is responsibility when she got.
When she came out of the Samudra Manthan, she chose their lordship as a husband. And Lord being the maintainer of everyone, she assisted him by providing everything for the living entities. So all the riches and opulences or whatever you need to maintain yourself in this material world, that comes from... Not a specific thing that has explained about that, that this is your particular duty. But being a mother, she is in charge of that thing. Like father, whatever he earns, she makes sure that some part of that should be kept reserved for his, her kids.
Yeah, her, part also like from there.
Yeah.
Maybe responsibility like this.
I never read it anywhere specifically about that. Maybe I will tell you tomorrow. I have one book that mentions about who got when, what responsibility, and how they have done that. See, as in Vedic Karmakanda, generally it is said that whom you should please, for what and how. How you can, like Lord Shiva is always get pleased when you offer him Ganga Jal Abhishek. Just by that he becomes very happy. If you put a Bilva Patra, he doesn't need anything else. Like Ganesha, if you offer opulent bhogas, especially the laddus, he becomes very happy with you. And Mother Lakshmi, she becomes happy with shringar. If you do opulent shringar and offer her the opulent garments as well as luxurious ornaments, she becomes very pleased. And she is ready to give them. गुड़ और चने का जो रहता है जो हनुमान जी को चढ़ाते हैं सो दे आर वेरी सी इट्स एवरीथिंग आउट ऑफ देयर लव फॉर एवरीवन सो लॉर्ड हैज गिवन देम सम पर्टिकुलर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी दैट एंड दे फॉलो इट ऑनेस्टली आई विल टेल यू एग्जैक्टली व्हेन दैट हैज स्टार्टेड नेक्स्ट टाइम हरे कृष्ण Shriram, Shriram, Shriram. Swaye Shri Ram Prabhu Vaikati Kushalava Ramayana Yati Kumar Doghe Ekavayace जीवंत पुतले रघुराया पुत्र गाति चरित पित्याचे ज्योतिने तेजाची आरती कुशल रामायण गाति कुशल रामायण गाति एक वयात जीवंत पुत्र यस एक्चुअली व्हाट हैपेंड द बैक साइड चादर द थिंग ना इज वेरी शॉर्ट सो आई वाज नॉट एबल टू टेक इट ऑन द बैक सो आई थॉट दैट पुट इट ऑन वन साइड That will be better.
It's really nice.
Mataji, see, you brought so many dresses. We need to sort them out. They are always wearing all the tiered, tore apart dresses.
I was
just thinking that every year you are getting like more than 8 or 10 dresses. So almost like as you are here, for last 7 to 8 years, more than 70 new dresses must be there.
And they are all very new. I was just discussing that yesterday. Same conversation I had yesterday. I said, we've got to get rid of the old dresses.
You take some strong action on that. Huh? You take some strong action and take out all the dresses.
I have to because there's some
I saw there, the new dresses, they have just scrunched it and kept it inside.
No, some of the new dresses have been retired. Perfect fitting dress is my favorite dress.
Because last Thursday I put one dress, it was told that the stitches were totally gone. I told her that, evening you just give me back. We have a machine right now and Parasati can do that. Because we are spending so much on the...
Same comment, they must be feeling that. Because I had this strong urge yesterday.
We should do that sort out, you know.
And
you got such a beautiful dresses. For last 2 years I am seeing that they are really good.
I spend a lot of...
But where are they now?
People don't believe that, you know, we spend enough. They're not cheap dresses.
Yeah.
You know,
Almost you are using a silk cloth for dresses.
Yes.
You are not using any cheap like a China silk or anything else.
Then, it is pure silk.
Then?
No, same, what you are saying is exactly what, you know.
And one more thing, if they think the dresses are all shorter, we should give them exact measurements. Every day I am seeing that Srimati Radharani is totally open from the back side.
The petticoats we are working on, petticoats, we just had bad luck. When they come, they're okay, but when we wash them, they're shrinking.
So generally what they, cotton, before stitching they wash it.
Baba, I told them the same thing I'm telling you. Twice he's not done that. So now, 2 months ago when I was so frustrated, I gave one to Deva Prabhu to fix. I'm glad I didn't give them all.
That's 5 now to stitch.
So I was going to give them to Baba. I've got 9.
Oh.
I've got 9 petticoats. I'm so glad I didn't give them to Deva Prabhu, all of them. Because he's, I think, working or something.
Mm.
So he's not been coming on Sunday. I think he's got a job on Sunday. So I've not seen him. I was thinking of going to his house. I told my husband, it's just because...
Yeah, you're spending so much, so...
So, we've got the petticoats. It's just that I need to wash them first. He can wash them first and then fix them. Otherwise, I can just do away with this and just make new ones.
No,
he's got the fabric.
See, backside thing, that can be adjusted.
Yeah. So
even
a
few of the curtains, like that day you had a problem with fixing them, the rod, that also can be repaired.
Yeah, but that was new, no? We didn't know.
No, that was because he brought it and he did that, so it's totally different.
Anyways, you got the white fabric there.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I took them out the other day and then I put them back.
You just give me, I will put him, because generally Monday, Tuesday he is having off.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
This much we need to add.
Yeah. Another 4 inches
because
is
I dress, rather, how do you think I feel? You know, because I wear something like that myself.
One more thing, that they come from the backside, put their hands in the skirt of Radharani to touch her lotus feet. If I do with them, what will happen in front of everyone?
I touch their feet.
From the front, it's different. You go from the backside and put your hands in the skirt and take. Every day I'm seeing that. Need to be.
And sabka coordination is sab rang mein yahan bhi ho rahe
hai. Mata ji kabhi kabhi acha se nikal leti hai shringar.
Thank you.